Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, I'm delighted and privileged to welcome a very young entrepreneur from Krakow, Poland, Daniel Mika. Daniel, welcome to the show. Daniel is the co-founder of Get Dressed, which is an AI-powered fashion tech startup. He is also the co-founder of Seed Foundation, and as I mentioned, he lives in Poland. So Daniel, what would you say are three key milestones in your life or your career?
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you for inviting me to the podcast. It's really nice to be here. So answering your first question, I would say I would focus more on my life because my life is much more longer than my career, I would say. So for me, like the biggest milestone that was very important for me, I think, was when I was 10 years old and my uncle gave me my first own laptop.
Oh, wow.
And that he stopped using. It was in 2010. So and he gave me this small Acer laptop, very crappy, but really, really amazing resource for me because I started learning from internet. I started using English as my primary learning language, and with access to all of the YouTube content about different topics, Wikipedia, different websites, I was really in a great position to learn about everything that I was interested in. So that was, I think, key. And then I would say, like, the I'm originally not from Krakow. I'm originally from Wadowice town. So it's very small town. And for high school, I decided to go to the Krakow for high school. And that was, I think, also very important for me.
Sure.
I started living in dormitory near my high school, and that was very important part because I started growing very fast, and I was more mature and independent from my family, and started to live through days on my own schedule, right? So there was no one to tell me what I should do at what time, and whether I should even go to school or go somewhere else this day, And that was very, a challenge, but it's at the same time was a great learning experience. And at this high school, I met my co-founders who I'm working with currently. And this was the place also where I met people who are extremely inspiring for me and taught me a lot. And we sort of built this micro community of people who want to learn stuff and grow through practice. And with that, I think it was really I think if I wouldn't do that, I wouldn't be here today on this podcast. So that's very important because there I met also, being in Krakow, I could meet also different entrepreneurs, mentors who helped me on my way, who taught me a lot. So that was important step. And third biggest milestone, I think, is more career focus, and it would be when in this January we got first funding that is actually equity-free funding. It's a government-based grant for technology development, something like that, for our startup. Because for us, for the last 3 years, we were bootstrapping this startup without external funding, and we were putting our work and effort for free into this. And right now we have some money to pay for different needs that we have to grow faster and develop our products faster. So that's important.
Fabulous. So let's talk about your venture, Get Dressed. Tell me about what you do in this venture.
Yeah, so basically this is our fashion tech and our startup, and what we try to achieve, we try to have a technology that can understand specifically aesthetics and style of clothes and fashion to the point where we can build fashionable outfits for people And specifically, we can understand style and preferences of people who are using our products in our network. And then we want to like connect this data about different users and their needs and style and what they have in wardrobe and what they are shopping, to give also like analytical advantage to fashion companies. And in the long term, we believe that achieving great user experience and fashion understanding, fashion personalization, we could grow to the scale of being like Spotify for fashion, where people can go into the platform, shop there, buy there from different brands, and know even artists, like so people who are designing clothes, basically, and have this feeling of personalization, where they can like just get from like specific mood for something, and they can find it and explore it like on Spotify. And at the same time, we believe that this kind of data network effect that we want to create can enable us new fashion industry business models, where we could possibly reduce the time to market of clothing very drastically, and also like design clothes specifically for users that there are in the market, because right now there is a huge fashion waste, where when companies design a lot of fashion products, they overproduce them because they can't really predict which product will sell the best. And then with clothes that are not sold, they are dumped or just removed from the market to not lower the need for the product. So basically, we want to delay this situation, economically speaking, and just give this company's ability to design specific clothes for specific users who needs them. So this kind of understanding of needs in fashion.
So when you say that you will have specific designs for specific customers, ultimately the clothes have to be tailored.
Yeah. Basically, we think that in the future, our like market hypothesis is that in the future, what will really count is not like specific, not like specific industry entity, but what is will be the most important is like the brand as a something that people feel something about. So basically it encapsulates some ideas about products under this brand, and product as itself will be more like a piece of art, and less about, and it will be less important the product functionality, more important the product design. And what we also believe is like this, there's this amazing important trend, maybe you heard about this, called virtual fashion. So there are, and what I personally believe is that there will be a point where virtual fashion can be able to transform into physical fashion in real time in our home. So basically, I think that in the future, maybe that's my idea. Maybe it will be done differently, but maybe we will have like one jacket that is like a hardware, and we can put a design on it, and that is like a software, and we can sell these designs. And I think that this is going in this direction. So basically what we are preparing for is the future, where we can figure out what exactly design show to some people, so who they want to like express themselves with this kind of clothing and this kind of piece of art wearing on themselves for others to see and for them to feel. So that's basically what we're trying to achieve.
So tell me, Daniel, what are some of the challenges you're facing as you're building your little startup?
Yeah, so basically for the last 3 years, the greatest challenge was doing that for free, focusing also on other stuff, because we were still in high school. We started this when I was in my second grade of four-year high school, so 2 more years to go. Fortunately, we have an amazing headmaster in my high school who allowed us to go on a very like individual learning path. We didn't have to go to school on every class. We only passed some exams, and so we had like an environment to support us. But key thing is right now we are working more of a full time on this company since I graduated high school in May 2020, and I think the biggest like problems right now are basically like I would say we don't have like specific like very important like biggest one problem. I would say that this is just like now iterative process of working with companies. And we would love to accelerate this process. We are still learning how to accelerate this process because decision making in big corporations, even though they are extremely interested at first, and there are people who are in these big fashion companies who are great advocates for working with us and things like that. Yeah. Still, like landing the legal documents and making the deal at the end takes about 4 to 6 months, which is a lot. So I think the biggest issue is like this momentum that is quite big when it comes to working with big companies as a startup, and you have to somehow figure out a way maybe to shorten this or just like queue up this process. So basically we are trying to do that have this work with bigger entities faster and this sales process also like accelerated.
Okay. So, my next question to you, Daniel, is that based on the experience that you have of starting this organization, what are some of your learnings that you can share with the thousands of people who will listen to you?
So I think the greatest thing I learned is that it's extremely important to figure out who they want to work with at first stage of this company, because you're gonna spend tremendous amount of time with these people, right? So you want to figure out first who do you want to be your co-founders, and second who do you want to be your first employees and people who you work with, because basically these people will become like family for you if you are gonna bootstrap this startup. It's different probably when you are starting with great amount of money and or you are starting with some additional like financial rounds and stuff. Yeah. But if you are bootstrapping, I think extremely important is that your values and your vision somehow can be, I mean, vision will be changing very fast, but you know, some like understanding of what we are trying to achieve, what is our mission together, why we are doing this, is very important since the beginning. And that's basically how you have to approach a conversation about working together with anyone, and think about the fact that you're gonna impact they are gonna impact your view on the world, and you are gonna impact their view on the world, and you have to somehow collaborate, and at the same time you need to be a bit diverse also to be able to achieve what you want to achieve. So it's like striking the balance between having someone who agrees with you and having someone who can not agree with you on most of the things, because you know the greatest value I believe comes from not agreeing on stuff in startups, and from this conversation, discussions and experimentation that comes out of these agreements. So I believe this is extremely important, and that's I think underrated thing for startups. So I would focus basically on that, because at the end of the day there is one thing that even if your startup fails, which is much more probable than that it will succeed, at the end of the day you are not failing, you are learning, and you are going through this with someone who also is learning, and maybe you get some amazing network of professionals and that you can help each other later on. I think it's super important to pick the right people.
Fascinating. So one more question for you before I move to Seed Foundation. You know, when I was reading about you, you said you want to be a serial CTO founder.
Absolutely.
Tell me about why serial CTO founder and not CEO founder.
Yeah, so I first of all, I think that basically it's very connected with my personal mission I have in this world, I think. When I was talking about my milestone, I explained how I got this, you know, laptop at the age of 10, and I was at this stage in middle school in a small town when I was like very keen on learning stuff, and I was doing very diverse different topics, from chemistry to philosophy and to economics, very different. I was very curious kid, and one day I was actually interested in cognitivistics and in philosophy at that time, and I was interested specifically, can computers ask questions? And I googled this question, and I found the article from Patrick Winston, who was a professor at MIT at the time, and then I found his lectures about artificial intelligence, and I've gone through this 30 hours of lectures on MIT OpenCourseWare, and since then I knew that I think that AI will be next industrial revolution, and I think that there will be amazing, tremendous change to lives of other people, and I want to be part of this. I want to impact how this will go and what is going to happen with the data that we create. And since then, I basically started my interest in artificial intelligence. And because of that, I think I am also like very strong technically, not only business person, but very strong technically. And also I am like, I love learning. And I think I have this, all of my traits match CTO position much better than CEO.
Okay.
And I basically believe that I can find amazing CEO who I can work with, and it will be even more fun for me than being CEO myself. I can focus on product and technology, and this other person can focus on global execution of organization and with other co-founders or other C-level directors, we can build something from the scratch as we do in Get Dressed, where I'm exactly a CTO. So that's basically my reasoning for that. And I just want to be this technical founder who has idea, or someone else has idea, and I have like idea how this possibly could be solved, and where we can connect dots from, where to take data from and make this AI solution for this. So, yeah.
So then let's move to the next part of our conversation, which is about the Seed Foundation. Tell me about
that. Yes. Yeah, so basically Seed Foundation is an entity that we created as a group of high school students, very, very similar, like my startup. We also created this as a group of high school students, but this time this actually, that it is by high school student matters, because what was going on with my life, I was in this technical high school in Krakow, right, and I was, experiencing this amazing amount of opportunities that were there. But I was crafting them one by one. Like I was going to, for example, I found my way into like lectures at AGH Polytechnics in Krakow, which is like one of the best technical universities in Poland. And I persuaded some college professor to let me like take his course, even though I was in first grade of high school and stuff like that. So there was an amazing amount of possibilities. And then we started this company, GetDressed. We started working on this company that at that time was only like our technical project. And we received tremendous amount of help from different mentors, because they couldn't believe how this is possible, that we are so professional at this age, so determined, so persistent. And it was very interesting for them. They wanted to help us for free a lot. And then we thought basically, well, maybe, there are other people in my high school. We have a quite big high school for Polish standards. And maybe you could have other high schoolers too. And we started like this project, and then we turned this into a foundation that basically was about connecting professionals, expert mentors, entrepreneurs with high school students who want to learn from their experience, who want to also practice their different crafts in different projects. And we started organizing events, this kind of multi-generational networking, where there were people who are much more experienced and high school students who are extremely energetic. And this was amazing to watch. And basically, since then, since 2017 when we started, I think, since then we organized like events for more than 2,000 high school students. Okay. And basically, it's also like started, I would say, this new trend in Polish NGO ecosystem, when actually foundations that were previously focused only on like college students started also approaching high school students. And because I think by our example, there are currently much more this kind of initiatives for high school students in Poland available that they weren't there when I was starting my high school. Now students can, for example, participate in different internships, can connect with mentors easily, can find a way to you know, different workshops, and even like events that were open before, they never were like, never high school students felt invited to these events. I was, for example, often first time high school student ever come to our entrepreneurs meeting. What the hell? So basically, this right now, it's all this communication is also going to high school students, and there are many more of them on this kind of events, whether it's business or design or coding or you know, different stuff. So I think that's basically what we are about. And currently, this is all, you know, built by high school students for high school students. And I'm right now not a high school student anymore, so I'm also not. I'm still operationally a bit helping this, but I'm not in charge of this foundation anymore. We give this to the next generation of high schoolers, and we have like a core team that is like 14 people, and also many other volunteers that are helping periodically on different projects. So that's how it looks like, and yeah, I think that's.
So Daniel, I've got time for maybe two questions now.
Right.
My next question to you is that, you know, you're very, very young and you've got some amazing dreams, and I sincerely hope you achieve everything that you want. But from where you are today, what do you think success means?
Yeah, so I think that it will change in time for me. I think it changed for most people. But for today, I would say success for me is just being with amazing people that inspire me every day and being able to work with them and learn from them. Okay. I think that this is like, you can measure basically how successful you are when you are coming to the place where you are working, I think, and look around and see. And if everyone in the room is amazingly better at something than you are, whatever this is, then basically I think you are quite a successful person, because you are working with amazing people who knows better, and you can learn from them different stuff. Learning from me is extremely important, and you know, I feel successful right now basically because of the team that we have in Get Dressed. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, in the next years, I think success will be also about having the seeing the impact of my work on different people's lives. And I agree a bit with celebrity entrepreneur headlines Elon Musk is that, you know, you can measure success by the change in the lives of people. Per amount of people that you changed. And I think that this kind of equation is also, you know, maybe not equation for success, but for sure for impact. And I think impact is for me important. So in the future, I want to see that things I worked on also like are valuable to users around the world. And we will see about that. But for now, I think most important is to be with people who you can learn from and who are extremely great at what they do.
Fantastic. Daniel, thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. I mean, I loved your, you know, the journey that you have started on. You know, I'm sure Get Dressed will get, you know, much, much bigger. And I hope it becomes a unicorn one of these days. I loved your comment about how, you know, you want to be the CTO founder and that you can always hire a CEO. I think that is really fantastic. But thank you again for talking to me, and thank you for spending time, and I wish you success.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this opportunity. It was very fun to to answer your questions. They're very thoughtful questions. So it even gave me some of my own thoughts about me and my future. So that's really also a great opportunity for me. And thank you once again.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.